It's really great to have Sharon Fagan McDermott reading here tonight. She's has three chapbooks that have been published. The most recent, called Bitter Acoustic. She's been nominated for Pushcart. She has the recipient of a Pittsburgh Foundation Award and Pittsburgh Council of the Arts grant. And there's that manuscript still out there, huh? And do we have news about that manuscript? Really? Yay! Wow! Wow! She said she was going to have news. Please welcome Sharon McDermott.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much, Joan, and thank you so much, Jimmy, and lovely audience tonight, holy cow. This is a poem that turned into a song. Got a hole inside, big enough to drown in. Got a hole inside, big enough to drown in. Don't know what I lost, don't know where to find it. Got a hole inside, deeper than the sea. Grew up bored and restless, living in the suburbs. Grew up bored and angry, living in the burbs. Watch my neighbors build fences higher than their houses. Grew up bored and lost, living in Jersey. Picked up my guitar, smoked a little dope. Picked up my guitar, drank too much red wine. Picked up my guitar, dressed myself in B flat, sang until I slapped the bottom of the well. Got a hole inside, filled air with a fist of chords. Got a hole inside, jazzed it with a slide. Got a hole inside, still haven't got a name for it. Got a hole inside, pumped it full of blues.
I am especially excited that my son is here tonight. And this is a poem called Letter to My Father. Of your bread, bread making, of yeast, of salt, and the blue cloth covering the yellow bowl. Of your hands, blue veined and shaking with their own elliptical return. Of knead and pound, pound and knead, of rye and the old table in the old kitchen, and the fire outside in the sky, a red torrent, tangerine flames. Of your bushy black eyebrows arched before telling a joke. Of your joke and my laugh, which salts the yellow bowl, of the blue cloth which covers my hair, and the summer cool of the church, with sun pulsing blue through stained glass, and onto the hard backs of the pews, and I've run out of words for the prayers that aren't working. Oh God of the eyebrow and God of the bad jokes, did we turn off the oven? Must it all turn to char? There was fire inside you, of your bread, your bread making. Your legs are now ashes, your hands in red torrent, quake holding the hymnal, while the choir sings, Merciful, Merciful Father. Thank you. This is a poem in memory of my brother Brendan. It's called Summer Prayer, Pennsylvania. And I have terrible eyesight, so if I start doing this, this is what's happening. Summer Prayer, Pennsylvania. We make each other a mooring, early evening here in the small world, where gods grumble and root in the dirt, and the red barn molders to summer light, setting ripe fields to fire. What we are doing is interpreting the cirrus clouds, wisps of names, our beloved dead, who console us with such luminous days so that we remember them all over again. Children trail their fingers in the creek, Birds braid tree limbs into fluency while we flicker like old photographs in the dwindling light. A quarter moon emerges, a train halo around it, and you, my younger brother, my 20 years gone companion, flicker on the edge of firefly shine. I breathe deep the soaked wine of fallen apples, call up your dark curls, long limbs, your head thrown back in a laugh. But it's only imagination. Summer's limitless acres, words cannot bring you back. But if words can do anything, let them swirl in constellations, let them hold you as I can't. Let them bless this ink with stars. This is a poem. I took a little course, online course last year on Walt Whitman, and this was a poem in response to one of Whitman's poems called The Million Dead Two Summed Up. Speak your sorrow to stones, to creatures hemmed in by the highways, to seawater dashed and daggered by rocks, such spill, such deluge. The earth, a deep purse, nursing secrets. Speak your sorrow to silvering dragonflies over the pond. How they jazz the waters for their dreams. From night, borrow cold and the dust of nascent stars. Head down the trail, wild and wind-lashed as Hiroshige's rains. Maples and its lifeblood will honor your loss in patient, timeless rise. Speak your sorrows to torque and drag, gravity and loft, all the pulls on our animal self, our good legs, our soft breath. Speak your sorrows to field mud, to cow manure, to the slight seedlings fledged and anchor rooted. The mud knows the weight and sink of prayers, knows the fulsome swells of winter snows, the churning green of spring, and how to cool and hold the fevered spirit, and how to howl in its vast release. Early spring. What do I ask of the night? Deer in the graveyard, numinous streetlight to outline bare branches, a thick torso of light served up by the moon. Inside, Gerbera daisies, their color a pale smear of sunrise. Here, I'm as certain as rye bread. Outside, lonely walks on a street whose shadows are spent and broomed into the gutter. My hopes twitter and hop. Inside, I'm all small brown birds. Outside, the demands of bulbs grow. Break ground, quiet, insatiable, I teach myself greed. Silverfish, clay, currents, and eddies, who's afraid of the river of knowing? There are oceans that name themselves bodies, and bodies that forget they are flesh, wet in the flow of the living stream. Bodies that are not just mind, not just blind, intellectual trawling. Here is my body, alone, on a walk in deep space, April, and the thickening trees all around, a dog that lets fly his old fur. It's early yet. I ask for everything. I have two more. I set myself a project last year. I've accumulated a rather lot of sad love stories in my life. And my project to myself was, I had to find the gem in each of these love stories and try to write about it. So this was the first one that I wrote about a fella, Michael, from a long time ago. And it's called Ode to an Old Lover, The Path, Frick Park. We spilled like the creek running beside us, down into green canopy, the spill of such... I'm sorry, I'm having trouble seeing. Of such hush, Garter snake trail, violets bloomed between roots, down and my son's burst of look and his laughter, his copper hair finding the sun's motes between leaves. The swelter of city rose low from the weeds and in our woods, a forest, a summer baptismal, these trails where you led us, your black curls and whistles, your three golden dogs, to the glen where you came most alive. And my son's green eyes bright and your own green eyes dancing and your dog's loud kerfuffle over the hillsides, barking after squirrels in the tangle of late lush July. There was green shade and green air and green gods among us and a mossy slick green in the creek's murky bottom. There was copper and gold growing light to the dappling and the sun-fingered branches spilled primordially. We were here in this moment. We were steeped in the past, which warmed us, warned us, thickened the swells. Among these old oaks, my pain was made quiet, my sad marriage done, not quite finished, still his plate smashed against walls, still money fears, loneliness, but all washed away in this steam bath of air. Ah, love, in this green world, you were more than yourself. I was more than alone, my son more than a boy who had just lost his father. For weren't we also a part of such flourishing? The cascading trills from the mockingbird songs, my son filled his pocket with pine cones and stones. The dogs rose from the creek all goofy and glistening, and my son laughed again, which was summer to me. Nothing lasts, I would learn. Our troubles still out there, but not on these trails. We laid down in the clearing and saw how the breaking was filled with such sky. Thank you. And my last poem, I'm not going to ask all of your politics, and I'm not going to look at you when I read it, but this is a political poem, and I am an environmentalist, and I am, let's say, a little upset about what's happening with the environment right now. So this is called The Lapses of Rain. Okay. Even in dreams, I fail to recognize these men. They are white blurs, edgeless, still talking. They turn rivers to sludge, eagles to silica, air into lead. I wake up gasping. The winter stars are ruins I try to read. Another inscrutable light, 50 days in, 60, a half year gone. Every new decree I'm mad in the wreck of dismantling. We gather in streets and call them out, call them liars, call them death. Ocean turns to oil, rhinos to dust, meadows to fault lines and quakes. Rockwell's small town rocks in aftershocks, an apocalypse of the undead. No, the dead, opiates for all, healthcare denied. Even in dreams, I fail to recognize these men. They are unholy, they are full of holes. They turn on one another, piss their secrets into urinals between them, a pestilence, a plague, eyes in every window, drones overhead. I wake, I cannot breathe. Outside, winter stars are speared on the tines of forks and eaten at trendy bistros with a soupçon of roux. Young men burn down a mosque, another, they're hot for hellfire, hard for the ashes. Bee genocide, whales bleached and scorched beneath the sun, forests beheaded, hauled away. Even in my dreams, these men are already dead and they profane the dead. These stars rise blistering on their skin. Their tongues are rasped and hanging out old dogs. They are a master class on how to snuff out everything worth living for. This child, this song, this wilderness, the lakes are welts upon the land. The sky, shred by their brandishing, empties out across the land. Thank you.